And welcome to Hacker Public Radio. Today I'll be your host, Lord Drakenblute, the Digital Dragon. Alright, so recently I decided to make the jump from Kubuntu 9.04 to Kubuntu 9.10 while it's still sitting in the alpha stages. Unfortunately, during the upgrade, or the dist upgrade process, I should say, I ran into a minor bit of problem. My system ended up in an unbootable state. Now, it left me with a couple options. One, I could sit there and fight and try to get it back to a fully functional state, which I probably could have done, but also knowing that some of the things between Kubuntu 9.04 and 9.10 had changed, such as the Grub2 loader was now native, and EXT4 support was the standard for an install, I decided that I would just back up my data and go from there. Well, as people who have listened to me on various things know, I tend to go with the option to do an LVM2 encrypted install. So, recovering my data, because my backups were a little out of date, unfortunately, which will be my subject for my next one, is easy backup. But anyway, I had to do some digging on how to recover from an LVM2 encrypted partition. And today I want to share with you how to do that recovery. First and foremost, I grabbed, since I already still had it, the Kubuntu 9.10 live CD. And yes, you're going to need the live CD versus the alternative installer, which I used for my install later. But it's a pretty simple process you want to do from here. After you have the live CD in and going and a live internet connection to the machine in question, you want to do a sudo apt-get install LVM2 space crypt setup. These two packages are required to be able to mount and read encrypted partitions. The next thing you want to do is sudo modprobe dm/crypt. Then you want to do a sudo crypt setup lux capital O P E N, that's lux open, slash dev slash, in my case it was SDA1, followed by the word crypt 1. Now, I'm going to have to double check because my notes are a little sketchy with me at the moment, but I believe crypt 1 is all one word, and that's crypt the number 1. After that's done, you next want to do sudo vgscan space dash dash mknodes, make nodes. Next, you want to make a volume where you can, or you want to make some place you can mount the volume in question, and I just did a sudo mkdir volume from within the live CD's home directory. Then a simple sudo space mount space slash dev slash, in my case it was ember slash root space volume. And I should mention, and I'm sorry I didn't do this right the first time, but the sudo vgscan dash dash make nodes will tell you what the name of your encrypted partition is. So just, you know, tacking on the slash root at the end in the sudo mount slash dev slash ember slash root, in my case, space volume, will mount it in the volume directory you created in the home partition. And now, you know, you can take your chosen method to recover your data. In my case, I like to just tar up the home directory and move it off the machine with a USB hard drive of some nature, or flash drive if you've got that little data, And I then proceeded to do the reinstall. Moved the tarred up folder back to my home directory. Untarred it. Now, one thing in the tar, when I untar, and I don't have the full string with me, but I add the dash P option when I untar. This will maintain the permissions that are already there. Which, if you're using the same username when you reinstall, makes life a little simpler and a little faster to get back up and running. Well, I'd like to thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, you can send me an email at lord.drogenblut@gmail.com. If you have anything you feel you need to add to this, please email me or get in contact with Enigma or Klaatu and create your own episode. Hacker Public Radio is a community-run project, and we can always use more people. So until next time, later.